Good morning all. Today is a driving boot. I'm on my way to work, which is unusual for a Tuesday, but Bari's not working today, as she's working on Friday. So as a result, I can go into work at normal time. So I'm in the car, heading to the office, and the sun is shining, which is beautiful. So yeah, big news last night was that I've been accepted to speak at a conference in San Jose, which is just south of San Francisco, which I'm really excited about. It's one of the big PHP conferences in the calendar over in California, and I'm giving a 6-hour tutorial on Zen Framework 2, which I'm doing with a friend of mine called Evan, who I only know via talking online. So that should be interesting, especially as we probably won't actually meet until the day before the tutorial. So I've seen no idea how we're going to rehearse this thing. I suspect we're going to end up winging it on the day. Making sure that we both know our stuff. It should be fine. And I'm also giving another talk there, which is just a 50-minute talk on Zen Form, which should be interesting as well. So yeah, quite excited about that. I'm really looking forward to it. A lot of my PHP friends will be there, so I'm expecting us to learn lots and have a good time. Another interesting thing that happened last night whilst I was asleep, or certainly not on my computer, was Microsoft announced the Surface tablet, and I think this is really interesting. We don't know yet enough about it. The important bits of information missing are obviously price, battery life and availability. When can we get one of these? How much will it cost us? How long's the battery going to last? We don't know that information yet. I'm assuming it is going to be competitive with iPad prices, and I'm going to assume they're going to make it available before Christmas. But you never can tell with these things, can you? But I thought it looked really interesting. I'm a bit concerned that they've introduced two incompatible tablets. You've got the RT1 and the non-RT1. I don't actually know what you call the non-RT version of Windows 8 nowadays. The normal version of Windows 8, maybe. I don't know. Intel version? I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a name for that version now. And what on earth does RT mean? Goodness me. However, so you've got the ARM-based one and the Intel-based one, and the two are incompatible with each other. It will be interesting to find out if the Intel one actually lets you use the normal Windows 8 desktop as well, and also what its battery life is compared to the ARM one. Because I'm guessing that we're going to be seeing either a significantly thicker and heavier tablet in the Intel one, with a battery life of about 7 hours. Or we're going to see a lightweight Intel one with a battery life of about 4 hours. It shall be interesting to see what happens there. I don't know if they announced the battery life for the ARM one, but I'm guessing that will be in the 10 to 12 hour range, same as the iPad. There's no reason to believe it won't be. I think they're really interesting tablets, and I think they're going to do well. If Microsoft can get them out with good build quality, sensible pricing, I think they're going to sell a boatload of them. And I think the most obvious loser is going to be the Android tablets, which don't appear to be making much traction, and it'll be amazing if they get any traction whatsoever. Of course, Microsoft are going to have to solve the content problem. With Kindle, they're going to have the book problem solved, as long as they can get Amazon to make a Kindle reader for the RT tablet. There's no reason to believe Amazon won't, so yeah, that should be good.